You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to dream bigger. But before we get started, as I always say, please share this podcast with someone that you know can benefit from it. I have a lot of friends who are dreamers, but unfortunately their dreams, they seem too small. And not to me, because at the end of the day, who am I to decide if their dreams are small or not? But I see that they're not really motivated. I know some people that are doing things just because their family members told them that that was the right thing to do. And that was okay when they were kids, but now they're 25, 30, 35 years old even. And they feel stuck. They don't know why. But that's because they have adopted someone else's dream. So I always tell them, dream bigger, but dream what you want to dream. Don't take someone else's dream for yours, because if you work on someone else's dream, you're not really, again, aligned with your true purpose. So point number one here is to read biographies of the greats. There's no shortage of them. Guys, I have read so many biographies of people that shouldn't have even been alive, let alone successful. There's people that were born in areas with wars or with severe depression or in any other circumstance, really. They went against all odds. They kept on working hard. They kept their dreams alive and they came up on top. They became either famous, successful. They've achieved great things. They've made great changes for all of us. And that is the reason why I think that reading biographies of the greats is the best way to keep your own dream alive and big. Point number two, you want to set an actionable plan with milestones. Now, if you think about big dreams, they all have one thing in common. They're kind of not set in this world, right? They're not set in today's world. Think about someone that could dream, well, I want, or let's use Steve Jobs as an example. His big dream was that everyone should have a computer at home. And at that time, that idea was completely out of this world. Anybody that he talked to was like, why would people want to have a computer at home? It's something you use for work, so on and so forth. So his goal, though, it was not just something that was sitting far in the future. He started setting actionable goals and milestones. He started getting a team together, working on changing the hardware to make it fit in a smaller box, so on and so forth. You know the story. So that is what I'm talking about. Dream big, but also create small plans, small, you know, everyday milestones, every week milestones that you can hit in order to get your big goal. All right, point number three, you want to make a public commitment. Now, I want to really talk about this point because some people have told me in the past that they've told about their big dreams to other people that were not on the same page. And these people were kind of like putting them down, putting my clients down, saying, you know, this is not going to happen. It's not possible. So be careful to who you make this public commitment to. So I personally wouldn't go on Facebook and tell my entire, you know, friend list that I'm doing something. But what I do, I pick and choose the right people that I can make this commitment to, whether it's my wife, friend, or someone else that I know that it's in the business industry that understands my drive. And I make these commitments with them. And the reason why I do it is so that it's going to be harder for me to cheat, you know, like myself out of this big dream, right? If people around me know what I want to do and they ask me and they put me on the spot, I want to make sure that I am doing what I'm supposed to and that I'm not, you know, chickening out in a way. All right, point number four, understand how much work is involved. Game changers, dreaming big is fun, all right? Everybody wants to be, you know, in the NBA, or everybody wants to own a multi-million dollar business. But the reality is that it takes a lot of work. So when you dream big, you also have to have the right expectations. If your goal is to have a multi-million dollar business, be prepared to not take a vacation for a few years. Be prepared to have your bank account completely drained at least a couple of times in your life, and having, you know, those second thoughts of saying, you know, like, am I doing the right thing? This seems like a huge risk. Because in order for you to create big things, you also need to take big risks, right? Good things happen not to those who would wait. Actually, I don't really like that saying. Big things happen, good things happen to people that put themselves out there. They take risks, calculated risks, of course, but nonetheless, they are risks. So with this said, I hope now that you have a kind of a blueprint to how to dream big. And I want you to go out there, write down your big dream, break it down, make a public commitment, understand how much work is involved. And until next time, up your game.